Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NWAC Hoop Show. We do this show every Monday night at 8 p.m. If you cannot listen live to it, as many of you are not able to do, but you certainly listen, you can do it this way. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com. Just punch in the NWAC Hoop Show, and you'll get every single show that we have ever done. And I think this is our sixth show that we've done, where we talk to four great coaches, four great human beings who, as I always say, are shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. And it's getting kind of exciting because the NWAC season, very close to tipping off. Everybody's having some scrimmages. It's a great league. And if you've never seen an NWAC basketball game, you need to just get out there and go to a game, because I will guarantee you, you will definitely go back. And it is a lot of fun. Basketball is here, and we always enjoy covering it, not only in season, but out of season. We're going to do this program year-round for the most part, and it's going to be a lot of fun as we get going into this season. Of course, everybody's changed their clocks back, and we've got things rolling, and it is now into standard time, and that really means basketball season. So I'm glad that you're listening tonight, and we may go a little out of order tonight because we're waiting for Jeff Rineland to call in here, and I think we will go a little out of order, and I don't mean to foul this up, but catch somebody off guard, but I know Jeremy Akers, the outstanding coach at Bellevue College, is always ready to go talk about basketball. So let's go to Jeremy, go a little out of order. Jeremy, are you ready to go?
I'm ready. I love being leadoff. First time. I love it.
All right. Very good. We like that. And Jeff, hopefully, will get to call in here, and we'll take him right after we talk to Jeremy. But Jeremy, how's it going? We always like to kind of start out, give us a little report. How's practice been this way and this week? And my great father was a boxing coach, among many things. And he would always say, you can train as hard as you want, but until you hit somebody, you haven't done anything.
No, it's the same thing in basketball. We can train and practice all we want, but until we actually go up against someone else, it's totally different. And as I've talked about before, we scrimmaged about 3 weeks ago against SPU and haven't touched anybody else since. So we need to play someone else. But we've had some really good practices lately. My guys are excited. We're hosting a big jamboree this Friday on Veterans Day. We've got seven teams coming up to Bellevue College for a jamboree in the morning, and then our girls team has a jamboree in the afternoon of 18, so we're excited, a full day of NWAC hoops on Friday, and we're ready to get after it.
And those jamborees really mean something. I just attended the one at Clackamas, and I know you do a great one, and not only meaning something basketball-wise, but, you know, what better day to have it than on Veterans Day?
Correct. It's just a great opportunity, you know, obviously with no school and teams able to travel and be able to come together and play some hoops on a special day. It is a lot of fun.
And let me ask you, you're talking about that you've had some good practices. You're an outstanding coach, a successful coach. What makes a good practice, in your words?
Effort and attitude are my two things I stress all the time, because those are two things our players can control at all times. And if we have great effort and great attitude, everything else will take care of itself. We're still going to make mistakes, still going to turn the ball over, miss shots, miss assignments defensively. But if you have great effort, great attitude, you can make up for a lot of those mistakes. That's something we stress big time with our guys.
I'm always really interested the way practice goes for anything, no matter whether it's sports, business, anything. Jeremy, are you the coach that likes to, know you want speed in your practice? You've talked about that, but you like to stop the practice often. Does that break the flow for you? How do you feel about that?
it depends on what the situation is and what kind of drill we're running or how we're running it and what the focus is of that drill. We'll build in a lot of time when we do, you know, specific defensive games, and we're going to stop on defensive mistakes, you know. But we'll also build in 10, you know, 10, 20-minute scrimmages where we're going to let them play. We want it to be like a game, call a couple timeouts in that 20 minutes, but, you know, we're going to let them play a little bit more there. So it all depends on what kind of breakdown we're doing, what kind of drill we're doing. I'm trying to let them be a little more free and play. We got some pretty good players this year, so we're kind of excited about getting up and down and playing and giving them, you know, a little longer rope to, you know, go for it and not try to correct every single trip up and down the court. So it all depends on the drill we do, how often we'll stop them.
This is a very interesting time of year, November the 7th. I equate it to, you know, a lot of teams, it's kind of like you run a marathon already, but you're about 20 feet from the finish line before you can get started playing actual games. I know the kids are excited, the coaches are excited, the fans are excited, and you can just taste the opening games.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, we're licking our chops for Friday just because we want to play someone else and see kind of where we stand up against others. I know it's early and everybody's still in the works, but we just want to, you know, we played SPU, like I said before, and got it handed to us pretty good, which we expected, but we got some good stuff out of it. Our guys got to see a bigger, stronger, faster group, and we're hoping we've taken some of that and worked on it in practice and be able to carry it over to, you know, some NWAC schools and see where we stand up with them now.
Jeremy, jamborees are a lot of fun, and I know you put a lot of effort into them, but I think you playing different opponents in a time frame, you learn a lot too.
No doubt about it. You know, we're actually, the way the schedule lined up this year, we're playing about 5 20-minute scrimmages this year just because we had an odd number of teams. So it'll give our guys a great chance. You know, we'll have about half our roster for each game, and we'll rotate guys playing different games. And so you get different lineups, different matchups, different opponents, different schemes you're going to go against. And it's just a great evaluation tool for us overall. And like I said, we're really excited about the opportunity to play the teams we have coming in.
We have a huge audience again listening tonight. So what time is the men's tip-off jamboree and the women's?
The men start at 10 a.m., and games go every 45 minutes, and the last one starts at 2 for the men, and then the women will tip off at 3, and their last one will tip off at 7. And we have 2 courts going at all times, and great opportunity for college coaches to come out and watch, spectators to come watch, and see 15 different teams in the NWAC.
And I got to always throw it in. It's a good opportunity, being an ex-official myself. It's a good opportunity for officials to get some work and for the players to realize what officials are all about.
Again, you can simulate, you know, refereeing practices and stuff, but until you get the real guys in front of you, it's a completely different game, and it's a great opportunity for the players to they have to adjust to the way the games are being called, and the coaches have to adjust, and having these jamborees and getting the preseason jitters out of the way for everybody, both the officials and the teams, is a great opportunity for all of us.
All right, let's pack the house at Bellevue College on Friday. That's November 11th. A lot of people are off work. A lot of people looking for something to do. 50% of America now works 4-day work weeks, so you don't even have to have a holiday as an excuse. Get out there at 10 a.m. and then stick around and watch the women. Jeremy, have a great jamboree, and we'll get the results, your results and your analysis of the jamboree next Monday night. Great to have you start the program off tonight.
Appreciate it very much, Greg. Thank you.
You betcha. That's Jeremy Eggers, the men's basketball coach at Bellevue College in beautiful Bellevue, Washington. Now let's stick in the state of Washington, and we'll talk to Aaron Landon, who is the head men's coach at South Puget Sound Community College, has really developed a strong men's basketball program there. Aaron's an excellent coach. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Greg. Thanks for having us on again. It's fun to look forward to this every Monday night.
It is fun. You know, Aaron, I was talking to some guys today, and as I mentioned to Jeremy, I'm always interested in practice And I was talking to somebody last week, and we were talking golf and talking about dedication. Last week, these guys were telling me about Jordan Spieth. When he practices, everything is programmed. He doesn't miss a beat time-wise. He times everything. He analyzes everything. There's a lesson to be learned there. You want to have fun, but you also want to accomplish something out of practice.
Yeah, absolutely. It always feels really good if you've got a practice plan and you get through things in a timely manner and you're following the times that you have on your practice plan. I found that that's a little harder to do than maybe I anticipated. And so, you know, it's a great feeling, but really that means you're having a good practice. If you don't need to spend extra time on things, that means you're having a sharp practice. So, you know, if I look and we're, you know, three quarters of the way through practice and we're on time, that means we've probably, you know, done everything at a, you know, pretty high standard and we're probably feeling good about our practice at that point.
And I also like the fact that on another show that I do with you, the last Tuesday of each month, you come on the air on that show at 10 o'clock. You said, we're not doing real well. I got to get back out here after I'm done. And I think you, I told you to go out and shoot them out. Did you do that, Aaron? Did you get some results?
Yeah, I mean, we needed more time. We didn't want to waste a day in the gym. And today we kind of had to go off of our practice plan after about, you know, the first 20 minutes and kind of took things in another direction. So, yeah, I really think that there's a lot in both. If you can, you know, follow your practice plan and stay on time with everything, that's great. But I also think that there's something to be said for coaches that recognize, hey, I need a little bit more work on this, or, you know what, we need to break that down a little bit more. And then you just adjust and figure out, hey, maybe we can push that to tomorrow. I think that that's an art that I'm still learning and trying to be better at. But, yeah, planning, practice, the truth is you never know how your group is going to be until you get them out there and get them going.
Aaron, you know, speaking of practice, there's also film work quite involved in basketball with the technology today. Comment a little bit on that, how important it is to the game of basketball and to you being a coach.
It's so important as a coach, and especially with this age that we're working with. We've stopped calling it film or DVDs, or we just call it the truth machine. We say, everybody, get in the classroom. It's time to throw that truth machine on. Because, you know, sometimes guys – they may not be able to hear something that you're telling them in the moment, but seeing it reveals that truth. So, we use that truth machine quite a bit, and that's been one of the big benefits of having scrimmages early, is that a guy, you know, our guys get to watch themselves. And so, you know, we've had a chance to play a little bit, and just as importantly, we've had a chance to watch film, and those guys can see what I'm talking about, instead of just hearing it, which is really important.
I want to just say real quickly, appreciate the Stoudemire family. They have a son that plays for you, but they're big supporters of every show I do in basketball, and I really appreciate their support and getting the message out there, even when their son's not involved on the show, so that's really neat. Aaron, is this a... You know, as I mentioned, you've changed the culture of South Puget Sound men's basketball. That's not just my editorial comment. That's factual. You're moving into another year here. Do you look at these years as you just got to keep building, building, building? How do you evaluate going from year to year?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Yeah, and, you know, it's important that, you know, we got to recognize it as coaches, especially at the community college level where there's so much turnover that, you know, we have new groups. And I really, really love that group that I had last year. They were special. They hold that record right now as having the most wins in school history with 22. And I realized about 2 weeks into the school year, it's not healthy for me to compare this group to them. or think about that team too much when I'm around my guys that I have right now. They have their own journey, and, you know, we're going to keep trying to build this thing, but we also are just going to focus on this group and just making sure that, you know, our culture just isn't about, you know, a certain number of wins or were you better than last year's team, but just can we get the very most out of this group and can they find their truth? They're earning that right now, and the truth will come out this year, and we want our truth to be that we had a new group with a lot of new guys, and all those guys came together and maximized their opportunity to play together for one season. So it's a new year. We're proud of what we've done, but we've really got to, you know, do something special with this group to kind of validate them on their own as a team. So we're really excited that the season's about to start.
Aaron, in conclusion tonight, and great job. Just Jeremy got us off to a fabulous start. You've been fabulous tonight. Comment on this. You alluded to the fact that you're learning, you're constantly adapting as a coach. What are maybe one or two really valuable lessons that you've learned being a head coach, and maybe you've changed your philosophy on some things?
Yeah, there's a lot of lessons that I've learned. And I would say that, you know, the greatest thing I've learned is that, you know, I need to be patient. And I think it's really helped me to have conversations and open dialogue with some of the veterans of the NWAC, some of the elder statesmen, some of whom are on this show. And I think that there is just a lot to be said for, you know, maybe listening more than you speak when you're a young coach. And I'd say the number one virtue that I need to work on is patience. And I think you talk to these veteran coaches, they've coached so many different types of kids and different types of situations, and they've had different teams. You really, really got to be patient, especially at this level and with this population. And, you know, as a young guy that wants results, it's easier said than done. But I think that's probably the greatest lesson I've learned is just that you have to be patient and, you know, take your time and just put in the work if you want results at this level.
Great job tonight, Aaron. We'll talk to you again next Monday night. Have a great week of practice and everything else. And enjoy Veterans Day on Friday and everything else that goes along with the experience of living a great life.
Greg, thanks so much for having me on, and I just appreciate you pushing the NWAC brand so much.
My pleasure. I'll do it till I die, which I hope is not tomorrow. That's Aaron Landon, the outstanding men's basketball coach at South Puget Sound Community College in beautiful Olympia, Washington, the capital. Now, speaking of another beautiful state, or city, I should say state, what am I talking about? Let's go down and talk to Cliff Wagner. 41st year of coaching basketball, and the guy still looks like he's 30 years old, and he got the energy of a 6-year-old. Good evening, Cliff. 1,068 people attended your jamboree yesterday. Phenomenal attendance, and they were into it.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. There was really a nice crowd all day, and both sides of the building was just the seating was full and people were hanging out, having a really good time. Teams were hanging out together up in the bleachers and having a great time as well. And just a lot of good basketball. Great to see everybody, officials, coaches, players, everybody did a really nice job. So great day of NWAC basketball again.
And my buddy Jesse Liebman did a great job of organizing the officials. I thought they had a good day yesterday. Jesse needs to shave that beard off, but other than that, things are fine.
Yeah, the officials enjoyed themselves and got some work in, and it was good to talk about rules and interpretations and kind of see how the game continues to evolve being officiated. So that's always a nice day as well because there's no pressure on. There's just everybody playing basketball, having fun, and being able to have a conversation like that is very valuable.
Cliff, as you know, for the last probably 7 or 8 years, I've had the bully pulpit, and I I've been hammering rule changes. And one of the rule changes that I was hammering on, bring back pregame dunking. Why in the world does the NWAC not allow pregame dunking when everybody else does?
I don't know what the genesis of that decision was and not exactly where it came from. Coaches were not involved. We were not polled, certainly, but I thought it was interesting. I watched Northern Idaho came out, and you know, they were dunking, and their kids were having fun, and they were getting energized, and their fans were having fun, and they were getting energized, and they started playing, and they were just at another level. And I think our kids ought to be able to dunk in pregame. I think it would add a little bit of delight to the fans and the crowd, and we ought to pay attention to the entertainment value of what we put on the floor. That's what brings people in the gym. That helps.
You know, our good friend Cliff and mine, Terry Durham, a fabulous NBA referee who was actually the first NBA referee ever to break down tape and taught people how to do it and everything. And everybody credits Terry with improving the officiating game in the NBA. But he thought it was so neat when I told him today that the gate yesterday went to Northern Idaho. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, assistant coach George Swanson was very badly injured in a preseason accident, a road accident, traveling with his coaches. And he still continues to struggle with some medical issues. So we thought it'd be nice to donate the gate to him. So we're going to send $400 to Coach Swanson, help him in his recovery and his expenses. So that felt really nice to do. And a lot of coaches kicked in, and normally, you know, that's a pass list, but I know a lot of people paid and kicked in anyway. So we've got a nice little gate to send for George. And basketball is great, but it makes you feel pretty good to do something like that too.
Absolutely. What an awesome thing to do. Hey, Jeremy Eggers will have a great jamboree. You and I already know that, as well as the women's team at Bellevue College, Cliff. But it takes a lot of people to put that event on yesterday, from your stat people to the clock operators, as we mentioned, the officials, Kayla Steen, Jim Martineau. They always seem to outdo themselves. Kayla Steen is the Energizer Bunny. She never stops working. I don't think she probably ever sleeps. She probably works 24/7.
Yeah, some people have a director of basketball operations, but in Kayla, we have a director of all athletic operations. So she does put in a lot of energy. She's extremely organized. And, yeah, I thought the whole thing was very efficiently done. Our kids at the tables did a great job all day long, and it kept on time and moved smoothly, and she was just super. So hats off to Kayla, and thanks to Jim Martineau and all the officials and all the coaches that showed up with their teams. And it was great to see some really good basketball. Everything was really competitive. The sportsmanship was fabulous. So, again, it was a great day to kick off college basketball in this neck of the woods.
Absolutely. Cliff, college basketball, it's your forte right now. How you feeling about this 16-17 Clackamas Cougar team? You watched them in a scrimmage against South Puget Sound. You watched them yesterday. You've been practicing very hard.
We have, and we're learning. We're getting better. We felt like we competed all day long Sunday. We felt like we defended pretty well. We felt like we rebounded pretty well, but not as well as we want to. And we felt like our offensive execution was probably our weakest part. And our ability to get to ball movement and player movement that's a little more precise with better angles and screening angles and so forth. But we did get to play against a lot of different looks and a lot of different teams. Very, very competitive teams. So we did learn a lot of things that we need to work on, and we are making progress in a good direction right now.
In 2012 at the Western Regional in Portland at the Moda Center, Cliff, of course, Louisville was there with Rick Pitino, and I had the honor, or dishonor, I guess, of asking him in front of like 200 media people, what's it going to take to advance out of here? And he said, well, we're going to have to score more points than the other team always, you know. But that's rather obvious. Besides that, what do you have to do? What are the keys to winning an NWAC South championship and an NWAC championship with this team this year, Cliff?
Well, we have to do some of the things that we did last year, which was to play really well against the really good teams. You know, we played our best basketball in the league, I think, against Clark and Lane, who were the two next best teams. But we struggled to be consistent, and so consequently we dropped some ball games at home and on the road that we really should not have. And if we'd have won one more ball game, we'd have been the league champions. So those are things, you know, to focus on as league comes up. Right now we're just trying to fit our players into our system and tweak our system a little bit so it takes advantage of what we have. But we like our group of kids. We're not quite as big as we've been, but I think we still have pretty good size by NWAC standards. And we have some good big athletes, and we have some really good small athletes. And I feel like when we click together, if we improve our ball handling, don't turn it over, and get ourselves good looks, we're going to be hard to guard because we have a lot of kids that shoot the ball quite well.
You have two outstanding assistant coaches, Spencer Bankofor and associate head coach Brian Stam, who we'll talk to later tonight on the NWAC South Fast Break Show at 9:30. But, Cliff, you rely on Coach Stam a lot. He's been with you a long time. Obviously, you have a lot of confidence in him to lead these young men that you coach as well as yourself.
Well, I really do. And you know, Brian's been a workhorse for 6 years, and he's really evolved and matured in the years he's been here, and he's just gotten to be a better and better coach each year. And he really works hard at his craft. He's meticulous about studying and learning basketball and going to clinics and talking basketball, and he's grown in his ability to, you know, teach players and handle and manage player behavior as well. So yeah, he's been great, and I don't know what I'd do without him, but he does so much for the program. And then Spencer Bankofor has been just a great addition to our staff. He came in, and you know, from day one, I was ready to give the team the old, hey, he's young, but you need to respect him speech. But from the instant he started speaking, kids have just gravitated to him, and they don't question him. They're always asking him for his opinion, and they listen when he gives them instruction and criticism. So he's been a really nice addition. He's really a very, very, very good first-year coach.
Outstanding, Cliff. Great job yesterday. A lot of people enjoyed it. Huge crowd at the Jamboree. We'll talk to you again next Monday night. We'll talk to all the other coaches as well next Monday night. They all did a terrific job tonight. And thanks for listening, everybody. And don't forget to make your free throws. Good night, everyone, and thank you.